We are so thrilled to have Dusty back. It was a rough couple without you, dude.
It's just good to be out of the house, honestly. And, thank you.
The baby, Oliver James, is healthy, and he's cute, and
so
there's
cute.
Already trouble in the house. Tales of the Newborn Dad, the Dusty Edition. What's going on, dude?
So our current dilemma is to Binky or not to Binky.
Oh, no.
The Choopy, the pacifier, excuse me.
What's the ish?
Well, so there's some debate about pacifiers in that it can cause nipple confusion because pacifiers aren't shaped like mom's nipple.
Right.
Really, right. And so the same thing with bottles. But the pacifier definitely pacifies him. Like when we go to the doctor's office and he gets his little heel slit and they take blood or anything else, the pacifier works. It really pacifies him.
Well, does he go thumb?
He does go thumb.
All
right. So, and the idea is that if you do pacifier, well, at least at some point you can take that away. Whereas if you take his thumb away, Child Protective Services will take your kid away.
Right, sure.
So at least it's something you can take away. But he needs the pacification sometimes.
I don't know if the pacifier is going to remove the thumbness. We didn't have too much of an issue with this, but we used the pacifier with Avi.
Oh, you did.
Like yeah.
Are
like,
you still using the pacifier after the first birthday?
No, he's just not into it.
Oh, okay.
But some kids, and I feel bad for these parents because I think there's an immediate judgment when you see the kid in the back of the minivan at 5 years old. I saw this at the gas station the other day. And this kid had to be like at least five, and he's still just on the pacifier. And you're like, what is the matter with those parents? But it's not really their fault. It's just something that the kid kind of can't get out of. Yeah.
Right.
So it's either your child, I believe, will be predispositioned to it or not. But you can always you can always take it away from him. And then, you know, if he's getting an allowance and he's going out and he's buying himself more pacifiers at the age of 13.
then there's something to worry
about. Well, that's his business, yeah. But I don't know what to tell you, except I'm pretty sure it's not a problem as the child is 2 weeks old.
So you say to Binky.
Currently. Binky away.
Binky
if you
away,
wish.
Son. All yeah. right.
But
this is all so complicated. Like, there's so damn much that I just didn't even realize is an issue.
And
to just stress about all this. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I have tried out his Binkies, though, you know, because we got several different gifts. You guys threw us a lovely shower here at the station. Mm-hmm. We had a couple with her family and friends, and so we have lots of Binkies. And I tested them all out just to see, like, which one do I want him to have? I washed them afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. I tested his bottles, too. One of them I put whiskey in.
You really?
Yeah, just to test the flow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he needs a really small amount of flow because he was born at 6 pounds flat, right? So he's.
Have you also tried on his diapers? I didn't do any of this.
What have you been doing?
There's been no age play yet. No fetishophilia yet.
Dusty's a bad baby,
I need a whiskey binky.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Well, any advice for Dusty on this? I think that you're probably overthinking at the 2 week old.
Yeah, he's two
mark.
Weeks. It's okay.
Right.
I think
let
he can
him
just,
suck on whatever. He wants.
Yeah, I think it's all right.
You know, if you see him out back lighting a cigarette and then, you know, then chewing a piece of gum as he comes in the house to make sure that you guys don't catch it on his breath. That's one thing, but I'm pretty sure the Binky is
okay at 2 weeks.
It's a wild stab for my part, but 801-570-1019. Call or text, alt 1019.